Well, hello people. Now this topic is basically for the UK, but I'd like your opinion, even though a lot of you don't live in the UK. Now as you know, there's been a lot of attacks from these ex-bully dogs on people and children, and a lot of these attacks have been very vicious. And I know there's going to be loads of people saying, well, a dog is only as good as the owner. But unfortunately, there's a lot of owners of dogs that are not really in control of the dog. And of course, you have to remember, the UK is a very overpopulated place. There's obviously something quite aggressive in these dogs. You don't see this in collies or Labradors, do you? Now, I got nothing against dogs at all. In fact, I think dogs are far better than humans. I mean, to me, they've not been bred to be a pet. And it would take a very good owner and a good understanding of dogs to control one of these dogs. And your typical run-of-the-mill dog owner in the UK isn't usually that way. Now I'll put a news item down below about some of these owners of these dogs going on a walk to try and protest against the ban that's coming in February the 1st, 2024. But the way I see it is the government's starting to weaken on it. Now my personal opinion is if somebody owns a dog like this, and they are quite big and quite strong, and once they go into attack mode, it's hard to get them out of it. So they should have to go to a class to teach them how to control a dog like this and pass the tests. But of course, I go for walks myself, and there's an open area near me, and there's loads of dog walkers. They're everywhere. There's millions of them. And they also have great big dogs that I have to give a wide berth to. Why should I have to be worried when I'm going for a walk? But the problem is compounded because the UK is so populated and so small. Do I agree with the ban? I agree something has to be done. I mean, there wasn't just one or two attacks. There was loads of them every week. This government seems very weak, and all it does is blow in the wind and goes to whatever public opinion is at the time. And I don't know why people would want to own a dog like this and have it as a pet. You see, the trouble is when they alter dogs, because they're designer dogs, right? They may get the desired look they're looking for on the outside, but what has it done to them on the inside? It does make them kind of unstable, because they didn't naturally evolve like that, did they? And a lot of people in the UK, they love their animals, but they surely as hell don't understand them, most of them, because a dog needs a leader. It's a pack animal. It's funny, really, because in Canada, all the hunters understood their dogs. But a lot of these owners have never really been around wildlife at all. The closest to a forest they've been is the park. Anyway, I'd like to know your opinion on this, guys. And I think something serious should be done. If it has to be a ban, then it has to be a ban. But it must be enforced, 100%. But the attacks must stop. I think the last one was a 7-year-old boy who's had to have 15 surgeries to fix his leg. And the animal that did that to him wasn't a pet. It was a wild animal. Now you take it easy now, fellas.